Say something in español for those Spanish speakers.
Yeah.
So de nosotros, la comunidad de Ithaca, la escuela de Ithaca, queremos que a todos los estudiantes que hablen español, a todos aquellos padres, madres que se encuentran en una situación que no quieren mandar a los estudiantes a la escuela, por favor, son bienvenidos a la escuela de Ithaca. Por favor, vayan a la escuela de Ithaca, que estamos allí para recibirlos y serán muy, muy bienvenidos.
Thanks to our guests from Ithaca Schools today, Marty Richards from the school board, Kathleen Shane, elementary principal and district curriculum director, and it was great to meet Mrs. Myra Masters, who's the Spanish teacher now at Ithaca Schools.
Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New York City police stepping up security ahead of today's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. ABC's Aaron Katursky is along the route.
Barricades, blocker vehicles, and busloads of police officers are in place to guard the 98th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. There are no specific or credible threats, but an NYPD bulletin obtained by ABC News says the high-profile nature of a parade watched by millions may be leveraged and exploited by individuals with various political or personal grievances.
The Australian Senate has just passed a social media ban on young children. It will soon become the first of its kind law in the world. It won't be implemented for a year while social media companies figure out how to work with the government to implement it. Three Americans who had been detained in China now back on U.S. soil. They were released by a prisoner swap. One of the men is from Houston, was arrested during a business trip. He was accused of drug possession, but Beijing never presented any evidence. This is ABC News. A federal appeals court is now saying that Texas can keep in place that razor wire it put along the border.
The Biden administration has called the 29 miles of razor wire unrolled along the Rio Grande excessive and inhumane. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has defended the tactic, saying it funnels migrants toward legal border crossing points. Now the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has issued a 2-1 opinion ordering federal agents to stop taking down the wire.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. After the decision, the governor announced more razor wire will be put up. Getting turkeys to some remote parts of Alaska for Thanksgiving sounds a little like that scene from WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh my God, they're turkeys! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crunching to the earth right in front of my eyes.
For the third year in a row, Esther Keim has been flying a small plane low and slow over rural parts of Alaska. She's dropping frozen turkeys to people who might not be able to get to a store. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Hello, WRCL listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Now through December 7th, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has amazing deals for the whole family for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Buy a regular price twin or full mattress and get a free pillow cub from Pillow Cube. Perfect for teaching kids healthy sleep habits. California King adjustable base is just $150 with the purchase of a California King mattress. Buy two recliners for just $750. Purchase a Mod Max 5-piece sectional and get 25% off all home accessories. Free recliner with the purchase of a sofa and love seat. Get a Cooperite copper-infused queen mattress for only $700. These deals are while supplies last and can't be combined. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center for details. You don't want to miss this sale.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
A high of 30 today, some light snow flurries at times. There could be a light dusting of snow in some areas tonight. 30 today with 8 to 15 mile per hour winds, gusts up to 20. Tonight, west and northwest winds at 10 to 20, gusts to 25. Friday's high, 25. It looks like a Friday night low of 8. Saturday, mostly sunny and blustery at times, 24 for a high, and mid to upper 20s Sunday with sunshine. Right now in Richland Center, this Thanksgiving morning, our winds are up to 8 miles per hour from the northeast. It is 21 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. 7 after 7, good morning.
Hey!
Dirk Bentley on WRCO Radio. It is 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Well, today NBC will continue to honor John Madden's legacy when it opens its broadcast before the nightcap of games between the Dolphins and the Green Bay Packers. The two-minute open features the original Madden Cruiser traveling from the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio to Lambeau Field last week. It has remained in Green Bay and will be also featured during the game. Lambeau Field was always one of Madden's favorite stadiums, which made this year's Thanksgiving game on NBC even more special. So Madden's legacy lives on. And that'll be kind of cool to see that tonight. On its trip through the Midwest, the cruiser also went through Chicago, where it made a brief stop at Soldier Field and at a Boys and Girls Club in Wisconsin before reaching its destination at Lambeau Field. Games today, of course, that one kicks off at 7:20, Miami at Green Bay. Earlier in the day, the Giants at Dallas, which, yeah, there's a couple of teams that are struggling a little bit, but it's football, right? 3:30 kickoff time, and, of course, this morning, I don't know that there'll be a lot getting done in the kitchen there. I got the turkey brined. I need to get it in. We're not eating till later today. But we'll see if everything is done or if it's going to, the food's going to be a little cooled. Kind of depends on how the Bears do against the Lions today at my house, you see. Oh, well, can always make peanut butter toast. I can do that.
Almost heaven, West Virginia.
Thank you so much. Thanks for supporting local radio here on WRCO Radio as we move on in the morning here today and get ready for the big day here in Southwest Wisconsin. And hopefully you have some loved ones home. It's always good when all the grandbabies get home, and that doesn't happen all at once anymore. So that'll be the case a little bit later on today. And so Grandpa Phil better get his nap because once they all get there, there's no rest. It's playtime. They want to be entertained, you know? Kane Brown and Caitlin Brown.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. We're thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me.
Seven 18, the time, with a little bit of snow in the forecast, which I'm, of course, always opposed to. And I was talking the other night to our resident snow predictor, Mr. John Granger. And I said, okay, what's the delay? Why am I not getting the report on how many snowfalls we're going to be having this year? And he said, because you have to wait for the first measurable snowfall. We've not had one in Richland Center. So that's why the delay. Well, maybe we'll get it tonight. Now, I know some other listeners. I have another listener in Highland who does the prediction, and they had measurable snow now almost a couple of weeks ago. So, and I believe that prediction was for 42 snowfalls. Boo, hiss. But when you think about Thanksgiving, you think about there must have been snow over the years. I remember snow over the years, but back in the day as well, of course. You're going to go over the river.
Yep. Woods, to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the wide and drifted snow. Over the river and through the woods. Oh, how the wind doth blow. It stings your toes and bites your nose as over the ground we go. Over the river and through the woods.
Must be the Christmas version.
Over the river and through the woods, trap as my dapple gray. Swing over the ground like a hunting hound, for this is Christmas Day.
Yeah, they changed it. It's supposed to be Thanksgiving there. Okay. All right. Well, coming up, we'll round it up. And we have birthdays and anniversaries as well on this Thursday, November 28th.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive-up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Chinwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chinwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chinwood Electric.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Choice for better health.
Have you ever been frustrated with your diabetes? Wished for someone to support you and problem solve with? Do you want factual information about how to manage your diabetes? If you answered yes to any of these questions, a certified diabetes care and education specialist can help. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has these specialists close to home. Call today to schedule an appointment.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide.
This Thanksgiving, chaos strikes the radio station as two favorite hillbillies, Buck and Earl, try to wrangle themselves a turkey for dinner. Folks, hold on to your hats, because it's going to be a wild one.
Earl, Earl, where is the turkey? I done told you to defrost it 2 days ago.
I don't know what you're talking about, Buck. I thought you were bringing the turkey.
Wait a second. What's that clucking sound coming from the broom closet?
That's Tom. Found him behind the station dumpster yesterday. Fresh turkey beats frozen any day.
Earl, you caught a live turkey? How are we supposed to cook it if it's still running around?
Sounds like he got loose.
There he goes, Earl. He's heading for the studio.
Quick, grab the mic stand. We'll cry on like the one old them old fancy cowboys.
He's faster than a greased pig at a county fair.
Ooh, he just ran over the weather lady.
Don't worry, Earl. She's tougher than a $2 steak.
Buck, he's in the control room. He's pushing the buttons like he's running the show.
Earl, he's broadcasting himself live, and he's pretty good, too.
Looks like old Tom wants to host the Thanksgiving show.
Got him, Earl. I lassoed him with a station extension cord.
That's some mighty fine rope work, Buck. We'll have ourselves a proper turkey dinner now.
It's gonna be a while.
And there you have it, folks. Buck and Earl caught the turkey. Now they just have to figure out how to cook it. Tune in next time for the Great Hillbilly Turkey Cook-Off.
Can't wait to see how that one comes out. Absolutely. Welcome to the Roundup on a Thursday morning from WRCO Radio. Great to be here as we get set for the big day and the big weekend in Southwest Wisconsin. I was looking at favorites on the recent survey. So roast turkey is the star of the show, number one most favorite thing on the Thanksgiving dinner table. You know what? To be honest, it's not mine. I mean, it's great, but I'm more of a side dish fan, so I tend to take less of the turkey and more of the other stuff. Number two on the survey is creamy and flavored mashed potatoes. Oh, yes. And then cranberry sauce rates as number three, tart and sweet, no matter how you like it. I personally have always liked the canned, but I might be in the minority. I don't know. Stuffing, of course, rates at number four. Mushroom or green bean casserole is at number five. Sweet potato casserole is number six. Good stuff there. Some other entrees, of course. Pumpkin pie, a sweet ending. And again, pumpkin is all right. Not my favorite, but it's all right. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to turn it away. Gravy. Rated number nine. You know, I'm going to put gravy up there a little higher on my list. And some other trimmings. Some also herb-crusted salmon. That's a good thing. If you're going anti-turkey or in addition to turkey. Sweet corn pudding, a rustic favorite. And other veggies and trimmings along the way. So, good stuff. Yeah, I guess I would probably rate it, I don't know. I think stuffing, number one, sweet potatoes, number two, mashed potatoes, three, and, I don't know, green bean casserole. I'd say turkey's number five for me, but it's not that I don't like it. It's just that there's so many other things that are more tasty to me. Enjoy your festivities, and happy Thanksgiving to one and all. And I know there's going to be a good turnout. In fact, I talked to some of the folks yesterday from St. John's Lutheran Church here in Richland Center, and they put on the community Thanksgiving dinner, and the response was overwhelming. They just had all kinds of response, and I know that they are going to be very busy today. So we salute them. I know we had some friends on from Muscadet that are putting on a big feast today as well for the community. So hats off to all of those volunteers and those that choose to give back to the community on Thanksgiving Day. That's what it should be all about. And on behalf of old Hank Bray, my counterpart, I guess. Something like that. Between he and I, though, we appreciate you listening, and thank you so much for being a part of our Roundup each and every Monday through Friday. So happy Thanksgiving to one and all.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is your go-to for reliable auto body repairs. Our experienced technicians provide meticulous service, ensuring your car is in great hands. With free loaners available, you won't miss a beat while we work on your car. Our commitment to quality and customer satisfaction has built our solid reputation. Trust Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists for all your collision repair needs and drive away happy. Stop by today on Elm Street in Boscobel or call us at 608-375-4434.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Kick off your weekend with TKO Barbecue Bar and Grill. Fridays bring the mouth-watering fish fry, and Saturdays, it's prime rib perfection. Are you planning a special event? TKO has you covered with catering and a banquet hall. Reservations are welcome. From homemade bacon and take-and-bake pizzas to daily barbecue specials, they keep things exciting. Open at 11 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, Thursdays at 3, and close Tuesdays. Enjoy Fish Fridays with a fresh salad bar. Prime rib Saturdays from 11 to 9. Quality meats from the hometown locker and hand-cut fries. TKO Barbecue, where every meal's a knockout.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
This Friday is your last chance for Black Friday savings at Town & Country TV & Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. Get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & Country RC.com.
Happy holidays from all of the crafters and consigners at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center.
Today in history, 1925, the Grand Ole Opry, known then as the WSM Barn Dance, debuted on radio station WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. It continues today as the longest-running radio broadcast in U.S. history. 1964, Willie Nelson made his Grand Ole Opry debut. Also, in iconic moments on the 28th of November, 1961, Ernie Davis of Syracuse University became the first black college player to be named winner of the Heisman Trophy. And in 1964, the U.S. launched the space probe Mariner 4 on a course toward Mars, which it flew past in July of 1965, sending back pictures of the red planet. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to great-grandson Cole Wheelock, who is 10, with love from great-grandma Newberry. From Richland Center Primary School today, have a great day on Thanksgiving Day to Colin Kataravic, to Kason Sittig, and also today to Andres Zimmerman. Have a great day to special friend Pat Turnipseed from Mary, to Jeff Gotch from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday wishes going out today to Jeff from Lori and the guys. Happy birthday, Monty Schmidt from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. And also to Vanessa Stibbe from Ash Creek United Methodist. Have a great day today, Mr. Tom Hauber, who has a birthday. He hits a plateau today. So happy 80 years young from Paul and Lou and all of his fans from the Phoenix Center and all of the people that he has known through the years. And that is a lot of people. So great to have you listening, and happy birthday today, Tom. Happy birthday wishes to Julie Doudna. This goes out today to Nana. We love you from Paisley and Aspen. Happy birthday, Pam, from Travis. Also today, have a great day, Pam Hansen, family and friends. Travis saying all the best to you today. And greetings going out from all of the friends and fans of Schmidwillen Hills, residents and staff. This is to Lori Beatty. Happy birthday to Jerry Kleist. The official anniversary for Brad and Julie Thompson and Keysville John Peterson. Happy birthday from Lilla Willa Birthday and Anniversary Club. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Lori Beatty, Casey Ewing, Kim Johnquist, and Jerry Kleist, along with Lori Thompson. The RC Lions today wishing you the best on Thanksgiving to Elizabeth Shannon, also to Ellen Brunson, and today to Cole Wheelock and Ashley Lang. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club to Zachary Campbell, to Marianne Post and Macy Coe, also to Lyle Walsh and to Aston Putz. Happy anniversary, Brad and Julie Thompson, from Butchie and Mom and from Lori and the guys. Congratulations to the Thompsons.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We're at 21 degrees, and now it is 21 minutes before 8 o'clock. It's going to be a cool one today, a high of 30 degrees, with some flurries later on today, and maybe some a little bit of light accumulation tonight, a dusting of snow perhaps. Reports of a few flurries out there today. Now, I've not noticed them as I've looked out my little window today, but the reports in the area of a few today.
What I'm thankful for ain't on no list. For it only in my heart exists. For time has helped me understand the things I can't hold in my hand. that came before my turn. Oh, from whom I've gathered lessons learned that light the path that lies ahead. Let me see them as I bow my head. Yes, I'm thankful for the Lord above, the gift of His unending love, the promise kept that there is something more. These are the things I'm thankful for. For our children hear this prayer, let love surround them everywhere. And may the children's children know the one from whom all blessings flow. Yes, I'm thankful for the Lord above, the gift of His unending love, the promise kept that there is something more. These are the things I'm thankful for. And amidst these gifts and presents we receive this holiday,
may we take a thoughtful sec just to fold our hands and pray. Yes, I'm thankful for the Lord above, the gift of His unending love, the promise kept that there is so much more. These are the things I'm thankful for.
Garth Brooks featuring James Taylor and What I'm Thankful For on WRCO. Thank you for joining us. We are appreciative that you're listening. Joanne has the news in just a little bit today. Here's a little kindness for you on Thanksgiving morning. This is Glenn Campbell.
If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load, the seeds he sowed, stop and say, when you're going the wrong way, but you've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Just shine your light for everyone to see. And when you try a little kindness, and you'll overlook the blindness. Narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded streets.
Safe, and thank you for joining us here on WRCO. Phil Nee wishing you the best.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Our Black Friday blowout starts now. Prepare to be wowed. For only $5.99, get a power recliner that's going to elevate your home theater experience. The Easy View adjustable headrest puts your head and neck in optimum position for reading or watching TV, even if you're fully reclined. With one-touch power controls and LED lights, you'll be impressed by the zero-draw technology, which only consumes power when the USB receptacle is in use. Did we mention there are cup holders and also storage compartments? So you'll never have to look for your remote again. Stay organized and never miss a moment of your favorite movie. Once you sink into the comfortable seating, you won't want to leave. This win-win design is a true stay-in masterpiece. Hurry into Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Sale through December 6th.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 21 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chetspeed Seed and Such, and the Philback family of dealerships. Cloudy with occasional flurries during the day. In the early evening, light snow showers are possible with a light dusting. High of 30 with northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour and gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with light snow and flurries. Minor accumulations are expected, ranging from a light dusting to as much as a quarter of an inch in some spots and a low of 14. West-northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds at 4 miles per hour and it is a cloudy 21 degrees.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media Newsroom. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Millions of Americans will spend Thanksgiving with relatives who may be on the other side of the political divide for the first time since the election. Experts have some advice. Emma Nadler is a therapist, speaker, and author of the book, The Unlikely Village of Eden. She suggests that people consider what their overall goal is for gathering and the relationships and respond accordingly.
When you feel yourself getting angry, frustrated, take a few seconds to consider, how do I honor my purpose here? What do I want to say next that brings me back to why I'm here at this holiday?
Nadler says if the conversation takes a turn, take a long pause, maybe pitch in with the dishes or take a walk rather than let things get too contentious. Some families may choose to discuss the tone of the holiday ahead of time, trying to set some ground rules. The group Braver Angels promotes civil political discussions. It suggests people focus on finding out where the other person is coming from without putting him or her on the defensive and try to find common ground before stating an opposing viewpoint. A crash resulted in an 8th OWI arrest for a Tigerton man. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that Tuesday night at approximately 9:50, Iowa County Dispatch received a reference of a two-vehicle crash on U.S. Highway 14 at County Highway K in the township of Arena. Emergency services were dispatched and located a semi versus truck crash. A preliminary crash investigation was completed by Iowa County Sheriff's deputies. Their investigation concluded the operator of the truck, James E. Greeley, 65, of Tigerton, was northbound on K and failed to yield to the semi, which was operated by William C. Dula, 58, of Cary, Illinois. Greeley was arrested for operating while intoxicated at the fence. Due to Greeley's prior OWI convictions, he was restricted to a 0.02 prohibited blood alcohol limit. Greeley's initial preliminary breath test was 0.192, which is 9.6 times the legal limit for him. Greeley remains in custody on a cash bond. Drugs and firearms were seized in an arrest last week in Vernon County. Sheriff Roy Torgerson, in partnership with the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation, recently announced that Brandon Robert Sobranek, age 30, is facing several drug charges after a search warrant was executed November 20th at a residence on Mount Tabor Road in the town of Forest as the result of an ongoing investigation. During the search, several items were seized. Sobranek appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court in November 21st, and was later released after posting a $2,500 cash bond. This past Monday, Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher filed charges against Brandon Sobranek for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, felony bail jumping, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and two counts of possession of a controlled substance, all as a repeat offender. Brandon Sobranek is due back in Vernon County Circuit Court December 3rd. The incident remains under investigation. If turkey makes you tired, there's action on TV. Terry Barr reports.
A tradition continues with an expanded football schedule this holiday weekend, including games on Black Friday. Football and Thanksgiving have been served up together for more than 140 years, the first featuring college teams, Yale and Princeton. The NFL took over the holiday games in 1920. By the 1930s, Detroit became the regular host to these yearly games. The Packers kicked off one of the longest runs as a Lions opponent on Thanksgiving. Green Bay and Detroit also hold the record for one of the holiday games with the highest scores. The Packers won this one in 1986, 44-40. This year, Green Bay hosts the Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field on Thanksgiving night. So far, the Packers' record during these holiday matchups, 15 wins, 20 losses, and two ties. I'm Terry Barr.
The Packers can be heard tonight on WRCO FM 100.9. The pregame will begin following the ABC News at 5.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Thursday, November 28th. Ryan Aaron Chambers, 19 of Richland Center, died November 19th. Funeral services will be held Friday at 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be held Saturday at 11 at the Czech National Cemetery, rural Yuba, with the funeral procession leaving the Pratt Memorial Chapel at 10:30. Friends may call at the Richland Center Community Center Friday from noon until 4. In lieu of flowers, donations may be directed to the family for a scholarship in Ryan's name. Ryan Chambers, 19 of Richland Center. Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86 of Viola, died Sunday. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Viola United Methodist Church. A private family burial will be held after all services. Friends may call at the Viola United Methodist Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to St. Croix Hospice, the Kickapoo School District New Sign Fund, or Viola United Methodist Church would be appreciated. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86 of Viola. Mark James Delcamp, 66 of Muscadet, died September 21st. A memorial service will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mark James Delcamp, 66 of Muscadet. Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center, died October 24th at home. A celebration of life will be held at noon Saturday at Mel's Micro. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center. John Hambone Deckert, 54, of Muscadet, died at the Richland Hospital Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 to 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. John Hambone Deckert, 54, of Muscadet. Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55, of Blue River, died November 16th after a battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 until closing time at the Blue River Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55, of Blue River. Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center, died November 10th after an eight-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 to 3 at the Boaz Community Building. The Garrity Funeral Home of Prairie du Chien is assisting the family of Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center. Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69, of Highland, died November 17th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to NextGen ALS would be appreciated. Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69, of Highland. Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaugh, 74, of Hillsborough, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place Wednesday, December 4th at 11 o'clock at the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsborough Firemen's Community Center in Hillsborough. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Pehoff Funeral Home in Hillsborough is assisting with arrangements for Forrest J., Frosty Hagenaugh, 74, of Hillsborough. Pauline P. Polly Tishner, 93, of Spring Green, died Tuesday at home following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, December 4th at 11 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday, December 4th from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Pauline P. Polly Tishner, 93, of Spring Green. Renata Christina Nelson, 59, of Richland Center, died Thursday, November 21st. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Burial will be held in the Muscadet Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Renata Christina Nelson, 59, of Richland Center. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, December 11th at 11 o'clock at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial with military rites will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday, December 11th from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday, December 14th, at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Saturday, December 14th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. A rosary will be prayed at 10:45. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kira and Tanner Geis had a daughter, Wren Elizabeth.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
The 8 o'clock.